Peace dwells within my soul. Peace dwells within my soul. I look everywhere in the world for peace. I seek peace in every circumstance. I look at the world about me, and I look at the countries and nations that are doing things and being interested in life and interested in expanding and growing. Well, I look at peace. I'm not interested in countries that are seeking to take other people's country. I'm not interested in people who are trying to be at war. I'm not interested in people who are having challenges and conflicts. I see everything peace. When I live in peace, I walk into any circumstance. I walk into any community. I walk into any place at all. And when I walk in there, peace is there because I am peace. And that's all that matters. That is all that matters, is that I am peace. I say there is peace on earth, and it began with me, because everything begins with me and ends with me. So, you know of people who walk into a room, and there's all sorts of confusion going on, and after a few moments of that person being present in that room, there's a balance in the room. There's a harmony in the room. Everyone seems to be content with life and content with themselves and content with all that's going on. They are happy. They are happy people. Now, that spreads. That's contagious. How wonderful that contagion is. The contagion of peace. We talk so often in medicine of contagious diseases and things like that. Well, let's think of contagious peace, because it is contagious, you know. When little children play together and are harmonious with one another, it's beautiful. When adults come in and they sometimes bring their attitudes and their thoughts and their worries and their concerns, the children pick up on that. They pick up on that because that's what's the prominent dwelling attitude that's going on, and that's what they take. That's what they have in their life. That's what they have in their experience. And all of a sudden, they begin to be unhappy with each other. They begin to be intolerant of each other. They begin to tell other people how to live their life and how to do things. Now, give me that. I want to play with that. That's mine. I want mine. And all of a sudden, arguments come up. And these things are just come from tiny little thoughts that adults bring into a room, or sometimes that children bring. They bring it from their home, where their parents are constantly arguing about one thing or another. Why do parents argue? Why do parents lack peace in their home? They lack peace in their home because first they lack peace in themselves. If they were at peace within themselves, they would not argue. They would talk to each other intelligently. They would talk lovingly. And they would realize, hey, that's not so terribly important. That I have to go right now to do this, that's not so important. It's not so important. No, it's more important for me to get the meal on the table and feed my family. It's more important for me to be a loving consciousness in this family. I am the loving center of this family, and this family is love because I established that. And when the parents begin to think like that, then the children think like that. Everyone thinks like that. The children go to school, and wherever they find conflict at school, they are peace because that's their nature. They are peace, and that's their nature. They bring that forth into the experiences they have. Now, little children are so very susceptible to what's going on around them. If their parents are susceptible to what's going on around them. But when the parents take their attention and take it away from conflict, take it away from argumentation, take it away from feeling that they have to do it because it's their choice and their right and they have the privilege to do this. Well, no one has the privilege to do anything except to be themselves and have fun. So, as we teach ourselves first to be ourselves and have fun, then the whole world begins to be themselves and have fun. Because the world is our creation. Whatever news story we listen to, we are the one who is putting the the story there. We are the one who is putting the results of that story there. We are the one who is putting the cause and the effect right there. Because we say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. So we say, peace. How wonderful peace is. It comes from within. Peace dwells within my soul. Yes, and my soul is beautiful. My soul is glorious. My soul is happy. My soul is peaceful. And I am that peace. And that's all that matters. It's all that matters. I don't have to be right. I know I'm right. I know that whatever I think is good and whatever I do is good, but I do not force it on other people. I do not say, you got to behave now, you got to do this. Nobody got to do nothing. You don't have to do anything. I don't have to do anything. But it's our nature. It's our nature to be peaceful. It's in our soul. It's in the very essence of our beingness to be peace. It's in the very essence of our consciousness, of our awareness of who we are. The divinity within us is peace. The divinity within us is not war. Oh, goodness, no. The divinity within us is happiness. The divinity within us is joy, balance, harmony, love, unconditional love. I think it'd be a wonderful thing if I could create a school, and I am the student of that school. I create a school, and in that school, it is the school of unconditional love. And if every moment of my life I am thinking of unconditional love, my attitude is one of unconditional love toward myself and toward everyone in my world, everyone in my creation, and my unconditional love enfolds them, wraps them up, and they are so beautiful. They are so happy. They are so content. They're my creation. They have to be that way. I can only create beautiful, happy, content people because there is no one else in this world. There's no one else in this world except me and my consciousness. And whatever I see in my world is a reflection of what's going on in me. What's going on in my consciousness, that's all that matters. And that's all it is, because that's what life is all about. My consciousness, my love, my beingness. And how great that is. How great that is. Because it's all within me. Peace dwells within my soul. And my soul is my reality. My soul is my essence. My soul moves with me from dimension to dimension because I am immortal. I live eternally. We all do. We all are God. And we all are the creative cause of the universe. We all are wonderful. And because we're wonderful, we create a world that's wonderful. Because we're wonderful, we create a universe that's wonderful. Because we're wonderful, we create all that is, all that could ever be, and all that will ever be in the now. Wonderful. And I live wonderfully in the now. Wonderfully in the now. That's where I live right now. Wonderfully in the now. That's where I live. Wonderfully in the now. That's who I am, living in the now. And I am so happy, so fulfilled, so content, so beautiful, because that's who I am. I'm living in the now, and I am content living in the now. I am content living in the now because peace dwells within my soul, and everything in my world unconditionally lovingly, unconditionally balanced, unconditionally wonderful, unconditionally fantastic. Everything in my world is good and very good. And that's all that matters, is that everything in my world is good and very good, because there is no other world except my world, except my thought, except my attitude, except me. And peace on earth is the greatest joy that we can ever know. It's the greatest fulfillment we can ever know, and it's the greatest love we can ever know. Claim for yourself today the truth of who you are. Peace dwells within your soul. Peace dwells within my soul. And I live in a peaceful universe, in a peaceful world, in a peaceful body, in a peaceful life. All the days of my life, all the days of my experience, and I live there now. And I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love you. I love you. I love you.